Good morning. We are talking with Scott Walker, candidate for Wisconsin Assembly. I always forget what this district is.
49.
I knew it was something 40. Yeah. And this is, of course, you are the other Scott Walker. What a name to have to run in politics in Wisconsin.
Oh, I tell you, it's been quite a ride.
I don't know if that helps or hurts you, but we're here today to just kind of, introduce yourself as the other Scott Walker. Talk a little bit about your background and how you decided to run for state assembly.
Sure. I'll start with when I worked in politics as a young man for 15 years behind the scenes, and I swore I would not be a candidate. What a sad choice for a lifestyle. But now it's later and here I am. I went to medical school at age 40. Because I was disappointed that the nation did not have a single-payer universal health care program. And I determined that I would go to work for underserved people. So after medical school and residency at Mayo Clinic, I went to work in Boscobel, which is an underserved population, and then Wild Rose, Wisconsin, which is another underserved area. And then I went to Alaska for 5 years and worked with Native Alaskans. Then I was back, and I thought I was retired, but I saw some open office space, and I thought, well, that could be fun. So I've opened a clinic for uninsured and underinsured neighbors for $49 for an office visit. People can come and take care of their health needs.
Okay. So that's kind of your background and how, you found yourself in Prairie du Chien. Now, what was the catalyst that made you decide to run for office, especially having that political background and saying, I don't ever want to do that?
Right. Most of my patients just barely miss qualifying for Medicaid. The income thresholds are such that people can work a part-time job and not qualify for Medicaid. Now, there are federal funds out there that have been available for the past 10 years for states to take if they want, that would allow us to insure another 35,000 of those people, those marginally poor people, with Badger Care. And that would mean that a lot of my patients really wouldn't need to come see me anymore. They'd have the access to any service they wanted.
So really, you're putting yourself out of a job here.
I hope so.
But it's also one of those things that, you see the people who are kind of on that edge of they're not below the poverty line necessarily.
That's right.
They're the ones who are living paycheck to paycheck, maybe, struggling paycheck to paycheck. And, that's not a sector of the population that gets seen by a lot of people.
Right. And I think we all know the story. People have a job that kind of pays the rent, and they work something under the table to have the extras they need. But that's not a way to get ahead.
No.
And when a healthcare expense hits, you're back to square one or worse. Healthcare bills are the leading cause of bankruptcy in America. That's just not fair.
And it's a weird thing in America that our healthcare is tied to our jobs, too.
It's very unique,
and I don't know how it ever became a thing. I don't know why it ever became a thing, but it's a very uniquely American thing.
It is, and it came by as a mistake. In World War II, we had wage controls, and companies that wanted to lure their best workers to their business couldn't offer them more pay. So they offered them benefits in the form of health care. And that's how it started.
Okay, if you are elected, I know, you've had some talking points that you want to touch on, healthcare being one of them. But what are some other issues that you think are facing rural Wisconsin, specifically here in this 49th district, that you could help people kind of with those issues?
Well, everybody's concerned about our local schools. We've had some declining enrollment, and that means decreased funding. And that often means program cuts. I think we're at a crux where we're realizing that relying as much as we do on local property taxes to fund basic education just isn't going to work. We have some districts with very high valuation that have very nice schools. And we have some districts with lower valuation that struggle to meet the state's basic requirements. that's just not right.
Any other topics you want to discuss this morning?
Well, I'd like to tell you about my corn mill.
Okay.
I have a plan to build a $70 million corn mill in the district to process the corn our farmers already grow.
Okay.
It would process 100 tons a day and produce the kind of corn flour that snack chip factories in Wisconsin use to make snack foods.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, how did you come up with the idea for a corn mill in Southwest Wisconsin? I mean, when you say it like that, it makes sense, but how does this idea kind of come to fruition?
We're a rural area, and if you want to see development in a rural area, you don't want to see strip malls and subdivisions and that sort of thing, but something that fits with what you're already doing. And a corn mill is economic development that gives our farmers another market and promotes what we're already doing, which is growing corn.
All right. Well, we are talking with the other Scott Walker, who is a candidate for 49th Assembly here in Southwest Wisconsin. It basically covers Grant and Crawford County, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So thanks for stopping in, chatting with us this morning, Scott.
You're welcome.
And I guess encourage everybody to vote on November 5th, correct?
Right.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Scott Walker, candidate for Wisconsin Assembly 49th District.